This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers are facing a perfect storm of economic challenges. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Several economic headwinds are combining to create a difficult financial environment for some farmers. Farmers, particularly those raising grain crops, are struggling economically due to a number of key challenges. Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said this is a rare intersection of high expenses and low income.
It's a combination of nearly record low crop prices and ever increasing input costs or production expenses. We've lost more than 160,000 farms since the 2017 Census of Agriculture. There's a lot of difficult conversations happening around those farm tables.
Kiefer said the difference between input costs and crop prices is causing the biggest challenge.
Farm production expenses have increased steadily every year since 2018, the last time a full farm bill was passed. And farm expense estimates right now are far surpassing the income for the farmers who raise major crops.
Kiefer added that looking at USDA's farm income forecast, which predicted farm income to increase, does not paint an accurate picture of the farm economy.
But that number does not tell the whole story. Almost one quarter of all the farm income projected in that report is coming from disaster assistance, whether it be natural disaster assistance or economic assistance that Congress approved. And they're not dealing with the current economic calamity that's happening out there.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our five daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.